Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. We have to understand that here we find credibility. Here we find God's word giving Satan power and credibility, because the power is in his deception. He is subtle at his deception. What does subtle mean? That means that he is very slick. He's very sly. I'm going to give you some names that identify with, these names identify with what? With his subtleness. Because we're living in a time when darkness has become the light. I don't know if you notice this, but we're headed strongly in full steam ahead toward that, toward the goal of the enemy, because he has determined to take that which is good and make it bad. He has determined himself that he is going to succeed at calling evil good and good evil. And a lot of us are going right along with him. But we can't let our light be hid. We can't make our light. We're supposed to be like a city set on the hill. Why are we trying to hide this light? Why are we becoming so embarrassed by what is true and what is righteous? Why are we so afraid to speak out against injustice, against things of that are abomination to God, and we want to compromise and want to make excuses for everybody and everything that goes against the will of God? See, Satan has a strategy and he has a method to obtain an end. Deception is the weapon of his choice. Satan's nuclear bomb, his nuclear power that he's trying to use against us, is to make us spiritually ignorant, to keep us from understanding spiritual things, to keep us from understanding how we are supposed to be developing into spiritual beings here and now, not just waiting on a change. We wait on a complete change, but while we're waiting, experiencing a spiritual transformation while we're living. We should be experiencing our flesh dying daily and a spirit man from within us living and becoming more prominent and dominant in our lives today. When we start to feel this, the world around us will begin to fade away. The credibility that's in the world will no longer be a necessity. We will begin to act, think, walk, and have the mind of Christ.